Welcome to It's a Random World, where we talk about the most random subjects. Don't forget to follow, or even give us a call.
Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, and yes, I am fully aware there is an echo. I'm in the corridor at work again, so I do apologise for that. But then again, it does make it a bit more atmospheric, doesn't it? Anyway, so this is my first day back at work after 4 days off, and I am thrilled. Yes. What's been going on? What news is there? What news? Well, anybody in the UK couldn't fail to have heard about the proposed takeover of Newcastle United. Yes, every closed season or transfer window or whichever, for the last God knows how many years, there's always been a story released by Newcastle are selling, they have a buyer, yada yada yada, and you know, the manager extends his contract, Rafa Benitez extends his contract and everything, and it always comes to nothing, absolutely nothing. It falls through for whatever reason, allegedly. A lot of people think, with due cause, a lot of people think this is the owner's way of getting people to buy season tickets for the next season, because I think they're going to have new owners, because if anybody doesn't know about it, everybody hates Mike Ashley, the current owner of Newcastle United, who owns the sportswear chain, Sports Direct. So everybody wants him out of the club, and everybody gets excited because they think it's going to get taken over, yada yada yada. But this time has all of a sudden been news articles all over the place that there's an Arab who is wanting to buy Newcastle United, and this Arab person or his contacts or whatever have released a statement saying everything's been agreed and signed and it's been passed to the Premiership for vetting, etc., to see that he can run a company, which, if the papers are anything to go by, this guy has degrees in business and all sorts of things, so he's supposed to be a very wealthy person, although his alleged cousin, who owns Man City, is a lot wealthier. So even if this guy does come in, I can't see we're buying the sort of players that Man City buys. But if this does go ahead, which everybody is hoping that it does, and it's not just another story to get people excited, but if this does go ahead, everybody's going to be really excited, because hopefully, if it's done in time, Rafa Benitez will sign a new contract, which runs out in June. And yeah, but the way business goes, this could take a while. Even if it is true and it's going through successfully, it could take a while, which will go past Rafa Benitez's finishing date. So I don't know what's happening behind closed doors, what agreements. It might be a gentleman's agreement or something. I honestly don't know. There's so much going on with regards to Newcastle United. Newcastle United have not come forward and released a statement either confirming or denying it, which in the past they have released statements of sorts, but this time they haven't. So I don't know what's happening. That may be a positive sign. I don't know. But yeah, that's the main thing that's happening here. Our other local team, Sunderland, did not get promoted at the weekend. They got beat in the AFL League's playoff to be promoted. So they're staying in Division One, which Newcastle fans traditionally hate Sunderland. But as far as I'm concerned, It's a local rivalry. Yeah, I have a bit of banter with the fans. I've got friends who are Sunderland supporters, and I take the mick out of them, they take the mick out of me for being a Newcastle supporter. But that's as far as it goes. And as far as I'm concerned, it's a local team, and I like the local teams to do well. So I'm a bit disappointed Sunderland didn't get promoted. I'll probably be shot down in flames by Newcastle United supporters for saying that, but there you go. But yeah, apart from that, not a great deal going on. What happened over the weekend? Not a great deal. Went shopping to IKEA, things like that. Just bought bits and bobs from IKEA. And Aldi, bought some plants from Aldi, and that's pretty much it. What a boring weekend compared to some. But no, it was actually nice and relaxing. We went down to Whitley Bay, which was good. Had a nice walk about there and had a cup of tea at the Rendezvous Cafe. If anybody follows me on Instagram or even our vlogs on our YouTube channel, you'll see we always go to the Rendezvous Cafe when we're in Whitley Bay. Yeah, that's pretty much it. But I'll tell you one thing. You know, every now and then, somewhere you'll hear a song and it'll not register, but later on it is playing on like a loop in your head, and it's just over and over and over and over again. And a lot of the time it's just one tiny section of the song. But that's what's happening to me at the moment. I've got Been in Love Before by the Cutting Crew playing over and over again in my head. And it's a good job it's a decent song. I like the song from the 80s. But I must have heard it somewhere. Not even realised, unless it was on the radio or something like that. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I can't think of anything else that is worth telling you about. And weather here is pretty iffy. It's been raining the last few days and been quite cold considering. But today it's quite warm and it's sunny, but apparently it's going to rain this afternoon. It doesn't know what it wants to do, the weather. It's all over the place. But I shall leave you with that, because this is just a quick podcast just while I'm at work as a catch up. And I hope every single one of you has had a good weekend and a good start to the week and things like that, and you're all safe and well. But feel free, drop me a message, drop me a voice message on here, and I'll catch up with you all very, very soon. Take care. Bye-bye. I must apologise. We do actually have a little bit left. And a good few days ago, I must apologise about that, we had a message from Patrick from We Live on a Planet. And yeah, he was talking about, I asked him when and everything, everybody listens to the podcast, and this was the message that he left for me.
Hey Steve, what's going on? How's things over? It's a random world. I hope well. So you listen to me while you're working, huh? That's curious. Yeah, I'm curious now. When people do listen to We Live on a Planet, that's a good question. It really is. It piques my interest. Right now, currently, it's early here, Monday morning, here in upstate New York, and I'm having a cup of coffee, getting ready to write down some show notes, thinking about what to talk about this morning with my listeners, and I think I'm going to play this phone call that you just sent me in, so thank you for sending me in a voicemail. I do appreciate that. Get the audience out there, all you guys out there wondering what maybe you do when you're listening to We Live on a Planet. I'm curious now. All right, my friend. Thanks so much. Have a great week, okay? Thanks for sticking with me at We Live on a Planet. I do appreciate that too. Peace.
Now that got me thinking, where do you all listen to the podcast? Do you have a set time of day? Do you do it when you're doing a certain routine? Or do you listen to it on your phone? Or do you listen to it through a smart device like a Google Home or Amazon Echo, etc.? Let us know if there's any specific sort of time you listen to podcasts or tune into our channel. It'll be interesting to hear. But thanks, Patrick, for that message. It's very kind of you. Everybody pop over to Patrick's channel. He is a really nice guy and a lot more interesting than what I am. And he puts a lot more thought into his podcasts. But yeah, pop over, say hi to Patrick and tell him that I sent you. Yeah, at the weekend, we did actually do something. I know I said we didn't, but we did. What I do every year, same for my brother, my parents as well, on the birthdays, I go and put flowers down on their graves, because they've all passed away. My brother passed away in August 2011, and it was his birthday on the 24th of May. So I was going to put flowers down on the birthdays and the anniversary of when they passed away as well, without fail, or as near as I can to the day. I try to do it on the day, but as near as I can on the day. But I've done that at the weekend. It's like a little family thing. We all go down, we buy some nice flowers and everything, get some baby wipes, and Georgia, our daughter, who like would have been the niece of my brother, she cleans the headstone up, gets it looking lovely, and tidies it up and all that sort of thing. And Denise makes sure the flowers look lovely and things like that. Yeah, I'm just sitting, have a few moments there, and it's nice, you know. The cemetery is actually on the coast, so it's always nice and fresh down there. But it's really peaceful, considering you've got main roads to go past it. It's like a little oasis in there. It's so peaceful, which is nice. But yeah, done that. I still miss him loads, even though it's 8 years ago now, coming up, which he passed away. Still feels like yesterday. Still miss him loads, you know. Always going to miss my big brother. But yeah. So that's what we did at the weekend while we were down Whitley Bay. But it's nice. It's like a little ritual that I have. It's got to be on the birthdays and when they passed away. You know, it's just something I need to do. I'm sure you'll understand. But anyway, that's it, guys, for now. And yeah, once again, take care. Drop me a message, whichever you want to do. Let us know when you listen to podcasts, etc. Like I was saying, when, where, how, what, whatever. And yeah, I'll play them in the next podcast. But take care, everybody, and catch up with you all very soon.